Welcome to the Keynote Podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
Clive's been talking recently about the importance of response. And actually, while I was preparing for Sunday's effort, this really hit me about the varying responses of all the people that were involved in the events that surrounded the birth of Jesus, and what we can learn from those different responses. So we're just going to go quickly through the various characters. If we start in Luke chapter 1, it's reckoned that Gabriel was the angel that was deployed by the Lord to cover all the events of the birth of Jesus. And he was pretty active, as we know from the scriptures. But it's interesting the different responses to the revelation that Gabriel brought. And he started off, of course, not with Jesus, but with the announcing to Zechariah that he was going to have a son who would, of course, be John the Baptist, who would be the forerunner. So in verse 18, Zechariah doubted the angel. Zechariah doubted the revelation. How can I be sure that all this will happen? I'm now old and my wife past the age of childbearing. Faith is being sure of what we do not see, certain, sure and certain. But Zechariah doubted the revelation. What was the result? He was struck dumb. Because we know that we place our lives under the words that we speak. So if we don't believe the revelation that God gives us, then we won't speak it. And we won't speak it over our lives, and we won't place our lives under that word. So really, the effect of doubting the revelation that God gives us is to be struck spiritually dumb until such time as we believe. And then you have Mary. Now, she was totally different. In verse 38, she says, "I am the Lord's servant, so I submit willingly to what you have said." Now, she couldn't understand how she could become pregnant because she was a virgin. But that wasn't doubting the revelation. It was just saying, okay, but how's it going to happen? I can't see how's it going to happen. She wasn't like Zechariah, who doubted that it was going to happen. And so she submitted herself to the Lord. So what happened? She could give birth to what God wanted. And that humble submission came out of faith. If you look at verse 45, "You are blessed because you believe that what the Lord said to you shall surely come to pass." As I was praying this morning, this really hit me that she's been known for all these generations, as she said in what is called the Magnificat, "I should be blessed in every generation." But she's been called the Blessed Virgin because she believed. And that's what this verse says. You are blessed because you believed. So every time we believe, we are blessed. And if we believe, then we humbly submit to the revelation of whatever God says to us. Now the news got better for Zechariah. If you go to verse 68, he doubted and was struck dumb. But during those months of dumbness, God was obviously at work in him. And so we read in verse 67, his father Zechariah, filled with the Holy Spirit, prophesied. So when he didn't believe, he was struck dumb. When he did believe, he was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied. He spoke. So faith is the key to being either dumb or to speak. And what he was doing was actually speaking with faith. May the Lord, the God of Israel, be praised, for he has come to his people and has redeemed them. It's one of my favorite verses in Scripture, that, because to me it's remarkable that what he sees in the Spirit is that God has come and redeemed his people. Now, Jesus hasn't even been born yet. I mean, he's prophesying over his son, John the Baptist. It's months now before Jesus is born, yet he can say that the Lord has come and redeemed his people. That's true prophecy, isn't it? It's not just a promise. I will come and I will redeem my people. He sees it accomplished. This is faith. And this guy has moved from the place where he doubted and was struck dumb to a place of faith where he can prophesy and actually speak of what will happen as if it has happened. That's a complete transformation through faith. If we think then of the angel appearing to the shepherds, speaking to the shepherds. In chapter 2, verse 20, how did they respond? Well, let's look just verse 15 first. As soon as the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds agreed, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see for ourselves this wonderful event about which the Lord has told us." So they believed. They believed what the angels said. So they went and worshipped. So when you believe, you are led to worship. You see, again, that's speaking. Faith leads you to speak. You prophesy, you speak the faith, you worship. It's amazing, isn't it, how simple this is. Now, if we go to Matthew chapter 1 now, we've got sleeping Joseph. I love this, you know, because I know quite a few people that don't listen to the Lord when they're awake. So perhaps they need the Joseph anointing so they'll hear him when they're asleep. Chapter 1, verse 24, when Joseph awoke, he obeyed what the Lord's angel had told him to do. That's a pretty good response to a dream, isn't it? I mean, in this dream, he hears the Lord speak. But you see, again, it's a response of faith. So the faith led to action. Not only led to speaking, but it led him to do exactly what the Lord had said. Then in verse 14, the angels just told him to escape to Egypt. So when he awoke, Joseph, the child and Mary, left for Egypt during the night. Again, he hears and immediately responds with action. In verse 21, so in obedience, Joseph returned to Israel with Jesus and Mary. The obedience leads to action, and the action led to their security. So, you know, the Lord was caring for them and leading them. Then you've got these wise men. in verse 11. Now they receive a sign, which they interpret obviously by revelation that the King of the Jews is to be born. So how do we see them responding to revelation? Well, first of all, with perseverance and determination. I mean, to up sticks and move from one country to another because you've had revelation of what you're going to find when you get to the other country is faith. It's like the faith of Abraham. He upped and went just because God told him to. So these guys are operating by faith. And what happens when they come? Well, they worship like the shepherds, but they do more than that. They give gifts. So that response of faith not only leads to words, to prophecy in the power of the Spirit, to faith action, but also to giving. Total contrast with Herod, who on receiving the revelation, not directly, but through the wise men, his reaction was murder. He wanted to suppress the one of whom he'd heard. So what happens to him? Well, he dies, but I mean, he gets nothing. Nothing from God. And then lastly, in chapter 1, verse 38, I think it should be, that's obviously not the right, because there isn't a 38 in chapter 1. But probably. Anna, yes, it would be Luke. Anna, you remember, there was Simeon who came and prophesied, and Anna. If we go back to Luke. Yeah, it's Luke 2:38. She became a witness because she believed this child to be who he was. She immediately started to tell others that the Redeemer had been born. The prophetess Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher, was also present in the temple court. She was 80 years old. Having been a widow after only 7 years of marriage, she never left the temple precincts, but remained there day and night, worshipping, fasting, and praying. So here's a woman of prayer, of faith. She approached him at the same time and thanked God for the child before speaking about him to all those present who were longing for the Messiah's coming to redeem his people. So she immediately starts to witness. We can just see all the positive outworkings of faith. And then finally, Simeon, in verse 28. He takes the child in his arms and praises God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, now you have fulfilled your promise. Your servant can die in peace." He has believed that he would live to see the Messiah. His faith has been rewarded, and he can die in peace. Faith brings peace. And while I was praying through this morning, God said to me, such a simple thing. I mean, you know, sometimes God says things that are so simple and so obvious, and yet you've never quite thought about things in that way. He just said to me, you can always be at peace because I am always at peace. Just think about it. Nothing ever shakes the Lord. Nothing really upsets him, you know. He is our peace, Paul says. He's always at peace, and we are in him, and he is in us. And so you suddenly realize why Jesus said, do not be anxious about anything. Because God never is. And we are in God, and he is in us, and he is at peace, so we can be at peace. And faith, trust in him, always leads to peace, even in the midst of turmoil. Even in the midst of persecution, opposition, whatever is going on, there's peace. So it's amazing, in all these characters that were involved in this whole scenario surrounding Jesus' birth, that there's this whole variety of responses. And yet all scripture is written for our learning. There's something for us to learn from each one. And we just see the reward of faith. That everybody who responded with faith was blessed and used of God. And it was only when Zechariah died, when Zechariah disbelieved, that he was struck dumb, and when Herod disbelieved, he had eternal death. The one who wanted to murder was himself killed eternally. Eternal death. That doesn't mean nothing. It means eternity in hell. Eternal separation from the one he wanted to murder. So we can rejoice, because, you know, you only have to see how you respond to all the revelation of Jesus' birth. What's your response? Well, it's one of faith. So you are blessed. You can worship. You can be thankful. You can be at peace. You can be a witness. You can give like the wise men. It's all absolutely positive. All because you're a believer. And that's the grace of God, isn't it? So let's stand and praise him now. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Purataparia satupakala sitari santuma. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Purataparia situri sataria lerabakara satupakara sitaba. Barandaria situri saratu bakara situri sanduma. Bopara zataria lerabakara situri sanduma. Brostakaria zatu bakara situri sandubakara situri satuba. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Pura la basu turi sataria. Lord, we're just so thankful. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I thank you that you have been creating here a people of faith. And I thank you, Lord, for the unity that we have in faith, and that's faith working through love.
Thank you.
And, Lord, we realize that in preparation for what you're going to do next year, you've been culling out some of the unbelief, sometimes in people's lives, sometimes even really moving people on from kingdom faith. Because, Lord, we recognize how important it is for us to respond with faith to all that you say to us all the time. But especially at this time, thank you that in the new year we're going to be taking Jerichos by faith. And thank you that as we respond to the revelation that you give, you will go ahead, you will be the mighty warrior, you will do battle for us, you will pull down the strongholds of the enemy. You, Lord, will enable us to fulfill everything to which you're calling us. And we just give you glory and honor, Lord. We just treasure that precious unity of faith in the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you that he is the spirit of faith. And we thank you that he is living in us and is going to be operating through every one of us. And Lord, I pray that each of us in the personal revelation that we receive from you will not be like Zechariah and be struck dumb. But Lord, we will believe what you say. We will speak it out. We will prophesy. We will walk in obedience. We will be the witnesses that you want us to be. We will be at peace. And Lord, in all these different ways, our lives will just be acts of worship for you. And that we will give of ourselves wholeheartedly the very best that we have to offer. And we thank you, Lord, that as a result, you are going to give back your very best. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And we thank you, Lord, for your provision. We thank you, Lord, for the provision of people. We thank you for provision of resources. We thank you for your provision of revelation. We thank you, Lord, for your provision of power in order to outwork that revelation in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that we lack nothing. And we just give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.